This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 23rd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, skies are mostly clear, with temperatures warm in major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant day, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Eilat, temperatures rise, making it a great day for the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, a Times of Israel report from earlier this hour reveals that as Jerusalem and Beirut hold talks, an Israeli envoy criticizes linking these talks to the U.S.-Iran deal. Also, a Walla article just in reports that IDF forces have besieged several terrorists in southern Lebanon, sparking fears of potential kidnappings. Also this hour, JNS reports a bipartisan resolution urging Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah, stressing that Iran should not determine Lebanon's future. Separately, according to I-24 News, Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar asserts that Hezbollah and Iran are infringing on Lebanon's sovereignty, not Israel. And finally, from Forward, New York City Mayor Zohan Mamdani's statement calling AIPAC monsters is under scrutiny as data challenges his assertion. Reaction has been swift on social media. Samantha Ettis, an author and commentator, posted minutes ago that when a media outlet's worldview appears consistently negative towards Jews and Israel, it reflects institutional bias. Meanwhile, AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, acknowledged the Senate's inclusion of an expansion for U.S.-Israel agricultural research in the Farm Bill, in a post from earlier. Additionally, Honest Reporting shared concerns about anti-Semitism in New York City, highlighting how rhetoric calling pro-Israel groups monsters perpetuates harmful stereotypes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, Israeli and Lebanese officials have engaged in their first talks since a memorandum of understanding was signed. The discussions reportedly include a possible partial withdrawal of IDF forces from southern Lebanon. This raises questions about regional stability and the influence of the U.S.-Iran deal on local diplomacy. Turning to the situation from Walla, last week, IDF forces surrounded a Hezbollah stronghold in the village of Tibanit. The move aims to prevent potential kidnappings and disrupt Hezbollah operations. This development underscores ongoing tensions in southern Lebanon and the precarious security environment there. Meanwhile, JNS highlights a bipartisan effort in the U.S. Congress pushing for Hezbollah's disarmament. Representative Josh Gottheimer emphasizes that Lebanon's future should not be dictated by Iran. This call reflects growing international pressure on Hezbollah amid ceasefire breaches. Separately, as I-24 News reports, Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar spoke out against claims that Israel violates Lebanon's sovereignty, instead pointing fingers at Hezbollah and Iran. His remarks at the JNS International Policy Summit underline Israel's defensive stance in the region's complex geopolitical landscape. Finally, the Forward reports that New York City Mayor Zohan Mamdani's comments about AIPAC have sparked debate. The mayor's rhetoric is seen by some as perpetuating negative stereotypes about Jewish influence in politics. This controversy highlights the ongoing tensions surrounding pro-Israel advocacy in American politics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's defense giants, IAI and Rafael, may seek U.S. stock market listings. This move comes as Israel considers partial privatization amid financial pressures. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a significant financial collapse involving SpaceX, with a $400 billion loss in one day, leading investors to reassess their strategies. And finally, Globes notes the Bank of Israel's introduction of a bank fees reform, set to gradually take effect starting 2026. This reform aims to simplify and reduce banking costs for consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.